No, it's. I'm serious. Like try it yourself.
No, I have a perfectly good pair of like nice earbuds.
Watch Divine.
No.
Yes.
What the only hell? Way I would do this is if I were to split maybe the signal into two.
Why would you show?
Two earbuds in the ears, two nose buds in the nose, maybe one somewhere else.
Listen, you know, man.
If I saw someone do that to a perfectly fine pair of earbuds, I'd punch them in the face.
Listen, man. The human body is full of mystery. You don't know what can happen.
No. See, the human body is full of a lot of mysteries, yes, but one of them is not shoving up earbuds.
Some mysteries.
No.
No,
try it yourself. I swear.
I'm not going to try it myself. I don't wear earbuds. I wear headphones.
Well, then you can't say anything.
Yes, I can say a lot of things, actually. That's stupid looking. It's insane.
I can say one thing. Yourself. It works.
I have my slice of pecan pie, sit down in front of the computer, and I see this shit. It makes me angry.
Fine, then be angry, but it works. It does.
I'm doubting it.
No, I'm serious.
Google this issue.
I've never been any more sure of anything in my life. I tried it myself. Hexler wasn't even there to witness that it does work.
Oh, look, there's a post on BuzzFeed, how to turn your mouth into an iPod speaker. Oh, this like one says mouth.
I like how Hexler immediately linked the same video to me.
Yeah, you know.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not,
apparently. And then you open your mouth and sound comes out.
That's called talking.
Yeah, when you open your mouth, sound comes out, but I'm saying, like.
That's just stupid.
Yeah, it's not, the sound doesn't come out through your nose. It goes in through your nose and exits through your mouth. And
why are you recording this?
Because we're about to start the podcast. The people need to know that if you put earbuds up your nose, then the sound will exit through your mouth and it'll be a speaker.
No, I mean,
they don't need to know this half, man.
No, the people need to know.
The people?
The people like who?
The listeners.
People.
The idiots?
That's
I don't understand.
Go fuck yourself. Don't insult our listeners. Only I get to do that. Welcome to Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. I'm Halfman, and with me is Animich.
Hello.
Baron.
Hello.
Freaky.
Hello.
Moogle.
Hello.
Taco Man.
Tanko Man.
We're a small crew today because we have to record on Saturday. But we're going to get into the action here. We're going to read some comments as usual, talk about Maldita Castilla, maybe some news. I don't have any, but maybe somebody else does. I don't know.
I thought the Happy Man podcast started with coming to you live from insert place here.
Oh shit, yeah. Okay, we're coming to you live from
do you want to start again now that Everdoc's here?
No, never mind. Yeah. We're coming to you from Bell Creek, Michigan.
Huh?
I thought we were all lodged deep in Hexler's ass.
Why
I forgot about the coming to you live thing. I've been forgetting to do that. But yeah, Bell Creek.
This is why you need me on the podcast.
Yeah.
My God.
Okay, so comments. Hold up. Hold on.
Excellent.
This is going to be one of those podcasts.
About the, about Ellen Page's nipples. Apparently the nude model only has nipples and she's going to sue. I don't know. Like I don't remember the story so well.
So, are they
naked Ellen Page
nipples though, or are they just like, or did they just texture them on?
I don't think they. I don't think they.
They didn't take naked. Pictures
I don't think they like modeled them directly
them
after
the
Ellen Page's nipples, but they put nipples on Ellen Page.
Yes.
All right. And who's she gonna
sue? Does the person
that
she's playing actually appear naked in the game?
Yeah, multiple times.
Then
there's more than one shower scene in that game.
Surely,
there
surely
are many, many shower scenes.
Wait, there's like three.
I'm not gonna make a comment.
That's why does
so
that dude always add shower scenes in all of his games? All of his games have fucking
them.
Shower scenes.
Because when he was a kid, he was abused in the shower, and so he has to use shower scenes in order to create some kind of closure to his past.
It doesn't
life
make sense
incidents.
Though, because if he like. I don't know, like, if he was abused in a shower, wouldn't he, like...
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, feel very uncomfortable
that?
Around showers? Why would he make so many
showers? Let's all agree that he's a terrible game developer. I don't know why he does it. I just try to give him an excuse to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Catsman is British?
Face his fears.
Catman is British. Jesus fuck, you have the vaguest accent. I don't know how anyone could mistake Catman as not British. He's pretty clearly British.
He is.
I know.
So crazy. Now, who is she suing, though? Is she suing the company?
I'm assuming the game developers.
She's suing Sony, but Sony's basically like, yeah, this is coming out of your paycheck, David Cage.
I hope they just take David Cage's money and then fire him from the company and throw him out the back of a car at very high speeds. And I hope he breaks a lot of bones.
This could make Sony a bit more...
Yeah, I know.
I don't like
him. He's just a fucking game developer. I fucking hate his games too, but come on.
I think you should...
Yeah, you got a point there. I just hope he breaks all of his bones, actually.
Okay, fine by me. There's tons of people that find it really entertaining that I hate the dog so much. There's also a bunch of comments about that. Yeah, Doge.
It's Doge.
Doge. Doge.
I don't know how to pronounce that garbage and I don't care. Shut the fuck up. Taco Man gentleman discussing video is immediately great. And thanks to technology, wherever I go, I can also Taco Man. His laughter is the laughter of angels, and now I have it forever with me.
Such comments.
I can't agree with that.
Wow. Such opinions.
I like that people like me. This is really
Baron,
nice.
You're off the podcast. I fucking hate you.
Kick him, Ben.
Oh, no,
I can't.
Your
so
first
face,
and
I guess,
last appearance.
I don't actually know how to ban people in Mumble.
Such meanness. Such kick.
Anyone can do it, which is the problem.
Given David Cage's constant fuck-ups, I have no idea why Sony keeps giving him work. Their continued partnership with him is one of the few things they actually screwed up on recently.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't particularly enjoy the games that he creates, but some people do.
They sell really well. You'd be surprised how well Indigo Prophecy Heavy Rain sold. That's why.
I don't understand why people are so anti it. I mean, if you don't enjoy it, fine, but really? It's not like he's had any influence on the industry.
I'm not really anti David Cage. I just hope he breaks all of his bones.
The only thing I know about
that means that I hate him.
The only thing I know about him or any of his games is that one, he has a scrapbook full of Ellen Page pictures, and two, Heavy Rain is a fucking piece of shit. Those are the two things I know about him. So
dude, apparently he showed Ellen Page that fucking scrapbook.
Yeah. We talked about that last time. He had a bunch of pictures of hers.
He brought it to the first interview he had with her.
I wonder how Ellen Page felt about that.
Probably uncomfortable.
She was really weirded out, but that game was going to make her a lot of money, so she was like, whatever.
Hey, Ellen Page, do you want to see all the shower scenes I have planned for you?
I will put you in the shower scene.
Hey, she was in... I'm trying to think of a really bad movie that Ellen Page was in.
Juno was alright.
Beyond Two Souls.
That was inevitable.
Game is movie, Joe. How many have you heard since Metal Gear Solid 4 came out?
That's so good.
Alright, let's end the podcast. We're done, guys. Pack and let's go home.
Yeah, no one is gonna top that.
Yeah, fucking pinnacle of comedy right there. Maldita Castilla is a good game. Simple enough to have fun, crafted to speedrun, and challenge your score and death counts. Reach stage 3, died at the stone walls under bubbles. So this comment stopped there, but we'll play further. I suppose the you lose your soul if you continue further is an impact on the rest of the game, so I fear I'll have to keep playing until I die under 4 times per stage. So yeah, let's talk about Maldita Castilla. Who played it?
I did.
I'm about to start right now.
I played it a long time ago. About a year.
This would be easier if we had Catsman here, because he probably remembers that game better than me, but Maldita Castilla is a indie game. It's pretty much a clone of Ghosts and Goblins, but it's way better than that game. You're a Spanish knight, and demons took over everything. Spain. And you gotta kick the demons out of Spain and beat up Satan. And there's also a woman who has snakes. And she's the final... She's the final boss if you don't get all the secret things. Then
what a beautiful description
boss.
Of this game.
Yeah, I don't remember this game far. So well, I'm sorry. There's 5 stages, and then if you get all the secret things in the stages, then you get to hell, and you fight Lucifer, and he's the real final boss. Otherwise, you get a really bad ending.
What are the secret things?
I think in one of them, you gotta find a secret village of goblins.
Oh.
The other one, I don't know, but they're all based on, like, Spanish mythology and stuff. In fact, most of the things are. They say one of the bosses is Don Quixote. But he's...
Are you shitting me?
No, but he's made of metal. He's Metal Don Quixote.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And he spins around.
Does he run at you with a lance?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's also Moses as well.
Moses?
Yeah, he's in the sky and he throws tornadoes and lightning at you.
Oh yeah. You sure he's Moses?
He's an old guy with a beard and a stick. Of course he's Moses. Who
could
else
be Zeus,
he be?
But Zeus is not Spanish, so I don't know.
He also has that band of knights that he goes into.
Oh yeah, you have a band of knights with you, but they all spoilers, they all die eventually, yeah. Like in one dies in every stage, and then you fight him as a trio of bosses.
That kind of sucked though, because they're pretty cool. I like them. Good first impression.
Yeah.
Especially the dude with the axe. He was like, mean looking.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a badass. There's a pretty cool section where you all four ride on a cart and harpies attack you, and you gotta fight them.
I felt it was pretty lame that you couldn't jump onto the horse as well.
Yeah.
Like if you tried to jump onto the
really
horse, you'd just fall
you.
And die.
Actually, that kind of reminded me of the cart level in, what was that, Castlevania Rondo of Blood? Back in the day. You know, never mind.
No.
I don't play a lot of Blood Rondo, so I don't know.
It's the beginning, I think. You're on the cart, and like you're just running through the forest, and they got stupid owls attacking you.
Really? I thought the beginning was in that village.
That was the beginning, and then after that, you're on the cart.
It's similar to... it draws comparisons to Ghosts and Goblins, but is it more close to the Super Ghosts and Goblins, or just the NES one?
It's closer to Super, I'd say.
Can you, like, throw your... weapon upwards and downwards in Super?
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure you can.
Okay.
Because the final boss is huge.
The most.
And you gotta move the different parts of him.
Although you can't throw your weapons off of ropes.
Huge guts. Rip and tear your guts.
Rip and tear! Rip and tear!
I'd say Mario Odyssey is way better than Ghosts and Goblins because you don't have to play through it twice.
Also, it's free.
Yeah, it's also they
have surprisingly, it's good quality for a free game.
Yeah, it's a really good.
Is it a hard game?
Yes,
extremely hard, just like the first Ghosts and Goblins.
Oh yes.
Also, like the comment mentioned, if you die more than 4 times in one stage, you either have to start over, or we'll start over from the beginning of the stage, I think. Or is it from the beginning of the game? I don't think
It's 4 continues. If you get to 4 continues, you have 4 continues.
You can get infinite continues if you give up your soul. But if you give up your soul, you can't get the good ending. So you gotta be really fucking good at that game if you want to get the best ending. So you gotta do all that and get all the secret items in the stages, and then you can fight Lucifer. And he's also really fucking hard. I beat him the first time I played it, but I didn't play it. The second time I played it more recently.
Do you prefer going around and finding secret locations and beating the game in 4 continues to get the final boss? Do you prefer that, or going through the game twice?
Both are kind of annoying. I'd still say Maldita Castilla version is better. Like, in Maldita Castilla, you just have to spend more time in each stage. Which is still kind of annoying, but I prefer that.
Even though there's a really limiting time factor to it.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, there's a time limit. I never ran out of time, but...
Oh, shit,
I never did.
That's probably why I never noticed it. Well, I'd use the FAQ to find some of the secrets. I'm not hardcore, sorry. Oh yeah, by the way, fuck the forest level.
I never reached the forest level.
It's really annoying. There's a bunch of doors, only one of them leads to the exit. Classic NES platformer maze, like in Monster Party.
You just have to listen to where the forest theme is coming from.
Unfortunately, there's nothing like that.
Oh, I only made it to the stone
wall. You awed like Mao there. Oh.
It's connected to me. Damn you, Deb. This is your fault.
Why are you playing the bro?
Because he introduced it.
I picked up some kind of shield.
Oh, that's good. Good job.
Well,
what do I do with it?
Give us live commentary, Moogle.
I guess we should pick a new game for the book club. A retro game. I nominate ActRaiser.
I agree. I was about to say.
Oh, wow. Okay.
ActRaiser?
ActRaiser.
I was going to recommend System Shock.
System Shock?
I'd recommend...
I only played the second one.
Well, the first one is quite interesting and was very innovative when it came out. And you can get it for free right now on System Shock Portable is the version you can play on Windows.
Okay.
I'd recommend Demon's Crest myself.
Demon's Crest, that game's fucking badass, actually.
Yeah,
it's
fucking
good.
Amazing.
Demon's Crest.
I have a fairy of some description. What are you doing? Oh, you're an option. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'd be the first
isn't
boss.
Demon's Crest, like, he's the... one of the enemies from Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah, you play, as the Redo Arima.
That is awesome.
Abudai!
Yeah, Arima's biggest enemy.
Yeah, he is as well.
He's an nemesis.
Oh no!
Firebrand, that's his name.
I can't get the crown!
No, to me he's a Redo Arima. I guess we need some kind of tiebreaker.
Oh, fuck off.
I can still say ActRaiser for later, so Demon's Crest or System Shock, what do you guys think?
I don't know. Was the first System Shock like very maze-like?
It was very maze-like. Yep. If you have a good walkthrough, though, I think that'll be it's dealable. Yeah, you can go on GameFAQs or just
know
how to read.
It's a fact game. Well, Demon's Crest kind of is a fact game also if you want to get the powers, because a lot of the powers are
really
out of the
way. If you want the best ending, you need to play quite a lot, but you can finish it quite fast too.
The controls are also very complicated in System Shock.
Isn't it just standard FPS?
You have no idea then. Well, I mean, it's like you have to have like multiple, like you have the WASD keys that I use, and then you have to have lean buttons. You have to hold down and turn how far you're leaning. You have your specialized jump and duck button at the same time. And...
it's like fucking Deus Ex in that the control system is fucking incomprehensible if you didn't play it at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I didn't have a lot of problems with the controls in Deus Ex, actually.
Okay. Well, I mean...
I just hate the aiming in that game. It's really annoying to me.
Oh. Well, the aiming in System Shock isn't too bad. It's, not the same thing, obviously. You have mouse look, but when you aim with a weapon, it's, actually, you can do it either way. You can aim with the mouse look as well as aiming separately from the mouse look, so it's, not too bad. There's a lot of options they give you, that's what I'm saying. It's very complicated, but at the same time, I think that it's a lot more fun in some ways.
Okay. How long is it, System Shock?
You can beat it in about 4 or 5 hours.
Okay, that's reasonable. So let's put it to a vote. Top to bottom, what do you think?
I like Demon's Crest, so...
it looks badass from what I'm looking at.
Demon's
Crest,
yeah, it's pretty awesome.
System Shock's
a fantastic game.
Brutal.
System Shock is one of the classics, so...
although we have been doing, like, SNES platformers...
yeah, we've been doing a lot of platformers. We should mix it up a bit and do System Shock, I think.
I agree, System Shock.
I actually own System Shock.
You have it on disc?
No, Steam. Yep. Well, System Shock 2, though.
Yeah, that's
the
System Shock
1.
Two is the one everyone's played. We're going to play the first one.
I actually posted a link to it in the chat, so you guys can download it from there.
Wasn't there...
it's pretty
cool. Oh, wait, maybe this is the thing that... oh, yeah, this is the thing that you linked a while back.
Yeah.
Is System Shock 2 the only multiplayer one, or does this have multiplayer 2?
This does not have multiplayer.
Alright.
I had to warn you, though, this version has... if you don't get the... it's called Bass MIDI or some kind of other sound emulator. It has some simply atrocious music. You turn it on, it sounds like someone just took, like, you know, like some kind of basic sounds, like, synthesizer with dog barks and random drum sounds, started banging his keyboard, trying to make some kind of noise. It's really horrible.
Sounds like a Silent Hill soundtrack, man.
Yeah. I guess it was trying to be, like, scary, but it just sounds terrible.
So, yeah, System Shock.
Yeah.
For next time, I guess. When did that game come out?
1994.
94.
It came out right after. Like, it came out right after Doom, but it had a lot of really advanced features. Like,
yeah, it looks better graphically.
Ducking, jumping, looking up, looking down, multiple levels stacked one on top of the other.
Well, if it's anything like 2, it's less arcadey than Doom, I'm guessing.
Oh, it's way less.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of item management. You have to a lot of different kinds of items too. Wide variety of weapons and ammunition types.
It's pretty awesome. It looks better than Doom graphically from looking at the screenshots, I would say.
I don't know, Doom kind of has like its charm with its sprites and all that.
I would say I think Doom probably has better...
The first thing I'd say about running through hell with a shotgun is, yeah, this looks pretty charming.
Charming in its own way.
Someone put the welcome mat down and repainted the doors. Looks really nice.
We need that, mate.
Welcome to hell.
I mean, System Shock 1 had really good graphics, I think, but I thought that Doom had better graphics. It was just more simplistic. That's just my opinion, but System Shock was definitely the more advanced game in terms of what features it had.
This still looks
offering.
Okay for an early 3D
game. How do you dodge
that?
Did you dodge?
I think we should
just
save
do that?
This sort of discussion for next time when we actually talk about it.
We're going to talk about the game.
Also, it has full voice acting, and Shodan is in it, being Shodan, so it's really good.
Wait, the first one has full voice acting?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about the game next year, actually, that will be.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh,
my. A podcast till next year?
We only have it once a month nowadays.
Well, it's the end of November.
We could have a Christmas special.
Yeah, I guess. Should we talk about Christmas games? There's no good ones.
Oh,
I played one time.
My time and games take place at Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Max Payne does take place at Christmas, too.
We could talk about all our favorite games that feature Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever.
Maybe some of our favorite Christmas memories are when we got video games.
We should all play Christmas games as well.
Actually, because we're a politically correct stream, we have to refer to it as holiday season video games.
No, we don't have
there's a great little game on the
feelings.
Amiga called Santa's Christmas Caper, or Xmas Caper, in fact, I think it was. I'm going to stop playing this for now.
I played a Super Noah's Ark 3D on SNES. That's a good game.
Noah's
a fucking
Christmas
terrible game.
Theme, no.
That was a Noah's Ark that was like Wolfenstein 3D Engine.
Oh, yeah. No. There's a Santa game on that, too. That also uses that engine.
Well.
Really?
Yeah, what was that game? That's the one I was thinking of.
Super Santa's Ark 3D?
Yeah, that was Super Santa, I think.
You shoot elves?
Super Santa's Ark?
Super Santa?
No, not Super Santa's Ark. I'm going to look this up.
Yes,
we all know
Santa
flies in an ark and shoots elves all day on Christmas Eve.
Oh, also the text in Maldita Castilla. I got confused on the menu because I didn't know it said quit. I thought it said quiz. So I was expecting a quiz.
Oh, yeah, apparently there's Metal Gear Solid fan games based on Christmas.
Just a giant boat full of dead elves.
And they're canon as well, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're called Merry Gear Solid. There's two ones.
You see?
Merry Gear Solid?
I didn't know about that. I know about it for years. I just never played them.
Oh, my.
You gotta sneak around and leave out presents for all the guards.
That's beautiful.
That's very nice, actually. I want to play that.
Okay. Let's go to... Does anyone have news?
I posted a whole list in the sidebar. I don't know if you want to pick and choose something from that.
Oh shit, okay. Well, you read them then. Because you have the links.
I don't have any links!
What?
What?
I scanned. Alright,
okay.
Just type these in Google.
Okay, Persona games, but nobody gives a fuck about Persona, so PlayStation Mal launched in Europe. Yeah, with Mal's not here, so fuck him.
Hey, you can't say that.
Nice.
Like 3 Persona games were launched.
I know it's going to make a dance game. That's all I know.
Yeah, dancing game, and it's canon as well. With
of course it is.
How is it canon?
Persona dancing game.
It's canon though.
Okay, so
it's the same people who develop Vocaloid are making it.
So the PS4 launched in Europe. Is anyone getting it ever?
I'll get it at some point next year, maybe.
I saw a stream of some guys fucking around with the menu with the like built-in little game stuff.
Yeah.
It was
the
a Pong clone. Pong clone. It looked kind of cool that you can create tiny robots and kick them around, and shake a champagne bottle and spray it at people. It looks vaguely obscene.
Reminds me, speaking of PlayStation 4, when I was gone because I didn't have any internet, I had to go to a store to buy video games, and they had a PlayStation stand there, like a little kiosk, and it was switched off. And I asked one of the people who was working there what happened and if I could play it, and they said no because it had overheated.
Oh shit, that's not a good.
It was in its little atrium sort of thing. I regret not going over and like feeling the controller at least, but I didn't.
Are you guys gonna participate in the new generation of consoles?
No.
Eventually.
I'm getting Wii for Christmas, hopefully.
I bought a Vita.
If I ever feel that I have enough disposable income, I'll probably get a Wii U once Smash Brothers is out. I'm not getting an Xbox One or PS4 no matter what comes out.
Yeah,
unless it's Shenmue 3, then I'll have to get one.
What about Metal Gear Solid 5, Happy?
That's coming out for PC, so who gives a fuck?
No, it's not.
Actually, it's coming out for PS3, so who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it's coming out for PS3, Xbox,
so just get it for that.
Well, there have been talks of a PC release, but it's not confirmed. So.
Yeah.
I just feel no need to.
Metal Gear Solid's getting worse anyway, so if the next one comes out for only Xbox One and PS4, I don't care.
Well, it's like it feels to me like as time has gone by, I think that vegan consoles are turning more and more into like really cheap PCs. So. I mean,
well,
in terms
basically
of what
are
they're
PCs
offering.
By this point.
Yeah, more or less. So I don't really feel much of a need to get one.
Because you're getting it for the exclusives, basically.
Yeah, that's about it, really. And the exclusives don't look that good right now, so.
Not at the moment. I mean, I can't.
It was ages before last gen consoles had them. Decent exclusive though, so it's kind of like, well, a bit pointless.
Well, I think that also the PC is offering the Oculus Rift, so I want to get headaches and nausea and motion sickness.
Oh, man.
So that's kind of like one thing I'm really interested in, especially for a couple of games that are coming out very soon, or not soon, but relatively soon, like Routine and Star Citizen, games that I'm very much interested
that's
in.
Stars. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Stars, Starbound is coming out soon. It looks pretty good, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that just Space Terraria?
Yes.
Yep.
Yum yum, pretzels.
Also talking about pretzels. Star Citizen, they got to 33.5 million funding at this point.
Yeah. And so they only asked for like, what, like 10 million?
Less, I think.
It's looking like it's pretty cool so far, and they got the, they got the guy who did all the heads-up display stuff for Iron Man to do their heads-up displays.
Nice. Yeah.
So, and I mean, he did a pretty cool job, and there's a little interview where he was saying, like, you know, when you're doing it for movies, you can just do whatever and make it look cool, but now he's got to actually think about where he's putting stuff and what it means, because, you know, players are going to be looking at it, and they got to be able to understand what's going on the screen, so... Yeah, he's going to make it look cool, but he's also going to make it look cool and functional.
That's kind of my concern, why it's not impressive that he did Iron Man. It's movies, it doesn't matter there.
But it looks cool, that's the thing. It looks pretty baller when you look at it. And he's trying to give it that same feel, that same, you know, it's future-y and it's different. And
in terms of like art design and direction, you mean?
Yeah. So he's trying to make it look and feel cool, but he's also got to make it like functional.
Yeah.
Because instead of just your
not impressed
usual,
by the big name of him.
Yeah. Well,
Ricky was
stuff.
Really mad about this when it was announced during the stream. He was like, "What the fuck are these graphs? I don't get it."
That one graph still annoys me. It was no functional thing whatsoever.
But it looks neat.
But it's useless. You need a HUD, and it has to be concise, and it doesn't tell you more than you need to know.
Just wait until the Oculus
No window dressing.
Comes
You're
out
already
and
in space fighting baddies and transporting cargo. Your head, you've got enough going on in your head.
And who wants an instantaneous migraine? Get an Oculus Rift, and then you can be part of the game with a headache.
I want to be a part of the game.
Then I want a headache, so it all works out. I'm actually quite excited about that Oculus Rift.
Oh, it's pretty neat. I've seen a couple of really neat demos coming out lately, and it's gotten me pretty excited for it, too, at this point.
Yeah.
I'm quite interested in it myself. I just hope they make it on better resolution.
Well, yeah, now it's the dev kits, and that's pretty low, but they're upping it, like, every so many months.
Yeah, you need to use a retail unit, really.
Speaking of the Oculus Rift, John Carmack officially left ID Software, and he's now focusing on the Oculus Rift 100%.
Running away from Bethesda Softworks, I see.
Oh, he's not.
Hasn't that been official for a while now that he left?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he left like a couple of weeks ago that he left, actually. But
was it that early?
It's for the best, really. A couple weeks ago. But yeah, the thing is that he was, he was finishing up doing whatever he was doing. Doing some programming or some shit. And now that he's done, they can do the work without him at this point, but he's just not going to have anything to do with ID. And there was something saying he was planning on staying on as a consultant. And they might still do that once the Oculus Rift is done with, but he says for now he's completely out of the picture on anything ID or Bethesda related.
Wow, the end of an era.
The end of an era. But well, like I said, he's not completely out. It's not like he's retired. He's just moved on to another project.
Yeah, but it just, I don't know. It kind of reminds me of John Romero. Really.
Yeah, I mean, if he can put his effort in on something that's really got his attention, then that means he can put a better effort in on it and, you know, make it better than what it could have been.
That's true. And he is a very talented programmer. It's one thing that, you know, you really can't take away from that. Well, like one of the most innovative of his time.
It's never really paid off, did it?
Yeah.
Well, the problem was with it, they were also doing console games, pretty much, and
very
limited.
Oh yeah, don't get me wrong, but the promise that it had never really paid off, no matter what it was on.
But here's the thing, though. That was like an actually ambitious, you know, concept. Oh, yeah. And
which is more than anyone else has done.
Yeah, like who's going to try to take up the reins of that? You know, being ambitious and taking chances. It's not like Activision's going to do it or EA Games. So, on his part, I do give him kudos. It didn't work out, unfortunately. You're right, but I did like Rage actually.
Props for
trying, hate it that much.
I thought Rage was okay. It felt like an ID game, but it had too much Bethesda taint in it.
Yeah, that's
I don't think it can't like even make it games anymore. I think that era has passed.
Yeah. Like John Romero left, and then Carmack is now leaving, so yeah. That's it.
Well, Carmack just does the technical stuff, so.
But he's only just leaving so that he can move on to something else, and then he might come back to consult. Which means he's not 100% gone.
Okay, yeah.
So there's still
an opportunity. He needs to get involved in low latency displays. That's what he needs to get involved in.
Yes.
Trolls. Because that's what he's pissed off about.
He needs to get involved with making games not like Battlefield 4 or Call of Duty.
God.
Actually, I just bought Battlefield 4.
I haven't bought it yet, but I probably will at some point to play with friends. But I don't have any major issue with games like that. But it becomes an issue when every game is basically riding on its coattails. And you just go,
Well, I view, like, of the two games that are always compared together, I think Battlefield is definitely the better of the series right now. Because Call of Duty Call of Duty just, it's the same game. It's literally the exact same game. It doesn't really do anything new. It's all about getting the weapons and the cool kill streak.
Let's be honest here. Battlefield 4 is just like an expansion pack to 3.
Yes. It is very much the case. And the issue with that, though, is that what they make is a game for people who have played the previous games in the series and really only play the previous games in the series. Now, if you go to them and you say, oh, these two games are exactly the same, they're going to go, what the fuck are you talking about? Because they're completely different. Because they can tell the differences even if you can't, because you don't play them.
Well, the guy who's in charge of all that shit came out and said, literally, the people who play Call of Duty games are not gamers.
Yeah, no, they're just Call of Duty gamers rather than anything else.
They're Call of Duty players. Like, they're casual gamers, actually. They're not hardcore, bro.
Which is kind of a pot calling the kettle black from his perspective, because that's Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
But it isn't so much a casual game as much as it is a cash grab on EA's part, it seems. Because I was looking at the prices, and they offered half off Battlefield 4, which is why I got it, because it was like $25 for me. And then I was looking at, like, Premium Edition, that's $48 extra just for the Premium Edition, which is something that you get separate of Battlefield. Like, you can't actually buy a Premium Edition and get Battlefield 4 with it. So if you wanted to get, like, your full copy of Battlefield 4 and everything, all the DLC, you're going to pay, like, $80.
Yep. Which is the COD method as well, oddly enough.
Which is horrific.
It is pretty horrific, yes.
The only thing I like about COD is that it makes good fish and chips.
I say that the main issue is how much content they give you for the full game. Not for the full game, but for the game when you buy it. There's a decent argument that if you've got enough maps, enough equipment, enough weapons, blah, 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 that it doesn't really matter, I guess.
I don't agree with that at all. I feel like a lot of games that came out before would give you maps and weapons and stuff for free, like Battlefield back in the day. Yes, they would.
No,
Battlefield 42 would give you brand new maps on patch downloads, and so would Battlefield 2.
Battlefield 2 had like four expansion sets to it.
Oh, they did. But there were massive expansions that had a whole bunch of new stuff for like $10.
With Bad Company 2, all the DLC was free, apart from the Vietnam expansion.
True.
And DICE even said that they weren't going to do paid DLC anymore.
Bad Company 2 was kind of fun, actually. I don't usually
play... It was pretty good.
It was good.
I don't play like military FPS games at all, but I played Battlefield Bad Company 2 for a while, and it was pretty fun. But now nobody plays it anymore, so whatever.
Well, this is the thing about the reason that I like Battlefield over Call of Duty is Battlefield has, you know, a wider gameplay variety, because with Call of Duty it's just everyone,
men with guns,
everyone, it's like men with guns, bang bang bang, you're in a little area and you're shooting everyone with but yeah, I mean, obviously there's still capture the flag and all that
to be
shit,
fair, but that's Quake too.
Yeah, that's Quake.
But that game was made in 1998.
Call of Duty is just really slow Quake with no jump.
Yeah,
well, no, it's slightly slower Counter-Strike is what it is, because that was always the point. It's a casual Counter-Strike clone.
But with, like, Battlefield and shit like that, it's like, you got vehicles, and you got wide open spaces, and you got different ways. You can legitimately be a sniper. You can have different roles. Medics, engineers, you know, demolitions. You know, you can do different things, and if you actually work together in that game, you can do stuff. Like, you can literally solo
Absolutely.
Call of Duty on your own, and it's fine. It's better to work alone. But with...
I wouldn't go that far.
I don't know, man.
I wouldn't go that far.
Maybe it's just because every time I've played it, the people I've played with are fuckwits.
Yeah, but, that's probably the case.
Maybe it's just that it's easier to find competent teammates in Battlefield.
It is, because it's a team-focused game, therefore you go into it knowing that, okay, I'm going to be having to play as a team here. But that isn't to say that it's better to play as a solo lone wolf in COD, because it really isn't.
But you pretty much play lone wolf. There's no real direction.
Yeah.
Anything that happens in teamwork in Call of Duty is just by chance or going in the same direction.
I don't agree with that.
I really don't understand where you get this. Call of Duty as well, like,
across various games in this series, it's very team-focused. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know what your teammates are doing. You have to know where they are, what they're doing, what the enemy team is doing.
But not a lot of people do that.
You have to know where they are so you can have a good coverage, but that's about it, really.
I wonder what you're saying.
You have to look out for other people, too, but it's not like you're really coordinating, like, you go here, we do this, and it just happens...
Well,
by chance,
you might not have played it that way. I certainly did.
Yeah, well, you played it the right way. Everyone else is
maybe
just
playing
it because...
It's
not
that you can't play it alone, because you can, and the game is geared so that you can do so. The game just doesn't encourage you to play as a team.
Well, yeah, that's Maybe, maybe
doesn't mean that there's no reward for doing so, though.
Well, did they introduce badges or something for assists?
No.
I don't know.
No. Well, actually, I say that. In Black Ops 2, there's quite a big focus of that. Because kill streaks and whatever else aren't kill streaks, they're score streaks. And you can do lots for your team by not killing things and just helping them instead. So there is some of that, but they took that out in the latest one, so it's kind of a pointless exercise.
Hmm.
Ghost is a very bad game, as far as I can tell so far.
What makes it especially bad? Because it just looks like the same Call of Duty to me.
Half of it is the fact that it doesn't run very well on any machine that seems to be... it seems to be random whether it runs well or not. So I know someone who's got a fully kitted out fucking GTX 780, and it runs like arse for him, and I know people who have got much lower spec machines, and it's fine. It's more the fact that the spawns are completely fucked, so you can spawn within clear view of people, they can spawn in clear view of you. It's the fact that you die so quickly that you have no chance to really do anything. Whereas in the previous games in the series, there was always an element of, okay, well, if I'm quick enough, maybe I can salvage this. It's not the case so far, at least, in Ghosts. But maybe the performance issues are tied in with that. Maybe that's part of the performance issue. I don't know. It could be that I just can't play the game properly, and thus I can't really make a judgment on it. Don't know. Certainly my group of people that I play COD with have basically just gone back to Black Ops 2 and have said, fuck Ghosts. So until they fix it, I'm probably not going to have any ability to find out whatsoever.
So yeah, I like Battlefield 3.
How the fuck did we end up here?
I don't know, because we've got no news to talk about.
Oh, I could fish up some news.
Twitch banning naked streams.
Okay,
we have plenty more news, guys.
Okay. Seems reasonable, I guess.
Does anyone know any more information about this, or...
What about what?
Twitch banning people who get naked using PS4 streaming.
Oh,
that doesn't
goodness.
Shock me.
I have fucking been following this one.
Some gamers have taken to performing lewd acts and even exposing themselves using the playroom on the PlayStation 4. Is that... Do people actually use that word, like, seriously? I always thought, like, anime nerds say that, but apparently, like, actual news guys say that, too. Yeah, lewd.
Lewd is a legit word. It's just...
No, I know,
overused.
I thought it was used, only anime nerds use it. I didn't think it was actually, like news
but
people
I use
who did.
Lewd all the... Oh.
Anyway, they use the PlayStation 4...
Little monkey shit.
Dark Cobra decided that exposing his wife's breast to his Twitch stream was such a good idea that after doing that, he stripped her completely. Beforehand, the two had sat on the couch and gotten drunk, to the point where his wife passed out. Afterward, he decided it would be fun to showcase her to the rest of the world. What the fuck?
What a good man.
Yeah,
that's a cool guy.
That
yeah.
one was
Dude, they
should have
banned him
one.
Anyway.
that one was the worst one.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, that's
I hope they got divorced after that.
Yeah, that's a dick move.
Twitch's argument is that they are a game streaming service rather than an anything else streaming service. So even if they weren't like getting naked or anything, the playroom thing is not a gaming service.
It's a game.
I guess it's not a game
the
thing.
The playroom's a game.
It can be.
It
can
is,
be.
But the thing is
they
that
weren't using it as a game.
Nobody is.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
There was one guy I saw on it. He was he had some games lined up in front of him, like all the Assassin's Creed games or something, but he was sitting there playing fucking songs on his guitar really, 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 and I cannot stress how really fucking bad it was. It was so fucking bad. But like, and then you get like families or some shit like dicking around and they're like, oh look, we're on the internet, we're famous now. Oh boy, oh boy.
And then the Twitch chat just calls them faggots.
Pretty much. And then they get all offended and shit. And it's like, I don't know. It's just all the normal people who've never streamed before got their hands on this and thought suddenly, oh, we're hot shit because we can stream and look how cool we are. I don't know.
I don't buy that Twitch is saying that they're a game streaming service and this is not a game because it's in the game library. already, so I doubt.
It's more that the use that they were putting it towards was not a gaming use. Thus,
people were using it for everything but showing the game. Instead, they were showing butts.
Butts, yeah.
Butts. All them butts.
Oh yeah, saw news about them registering Shenmue 3 website, but that turned out to be a hoax. So.
Oh. Eventually it'll happen, but it'll be an iPad
Damn you, Suzuki!
Well, the fuck am I going to stream it if there's not an iPad? Fuck that game, then.
You're going to have to get an iPad. Or steal one.
Never. Well, I can stream from that anyways. Who cares?
Hey, you can just... Oh.
What you a strange game that Shenmue was.
What a mysterious game.
Shenmue,
what a bizarre game.
Shenmue's fucking funny, dude. I will never stop reiterating this.
It's not good, but it is funny.
In the first Shenmue, the beginning sequence, like when your father is killed by the Yakuza guy, or the Triad guy, whatever, he like picks up the phone to call the cops, and then stops, and then hangs up
the phone. It's a thing you
he's
can
like,
do.
No, I'm not the cop. Like, he's not the cops. I am the police. I am the mystery myself.
What happens is, you have a list of phone numbers you can call in your notebook, and if you call the police, he goes, no, I saw my father's murder on my own. It's like, yeah, you're qualified for that, Ryo.
Yeah.
And the police.
That's where the roller coaster of stupid begins, which is the rest of the entire game, because it's really awful and stupid.
The roller coaster that was meant to go across 15 games.
Yeah. I just love waiting for the bus, and that's the most amazing part of the game.
You gotta wait for a ton of stuff in that game.
It's ridiculous. I go buy some candy that I don't eat, I just collect it. Let's go play some video games at the VR by QTEs. Food.
Actually, it's really awesome that they put Hang On and Space Harry in that game.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I have some news later on for when we run out.
So,
they changed Ultra Street Fighter. Someone who knows what Street Fighter can talk about that.
I do. I can talk for days.
Is there another new Street Fighter that screws over the people who already bought Street Fighter?
It doesn't expansion screw people basically. Over.
You just have to buy the whole game over again.
Except they're putting it at a budget price, and they're giving you a discount if you bought the game before, even then.
And you get new characters and costumes and new gameplay mechanics and rebalances.
You're just as bad as the Call of Duty fans.
What gets me is that you're acting like this is some kind of modern thing, whereas if you were alive and playing games in 1991 and 1992, there were about 6 variations that you could buy of Street Fighter 2.
True. Fighting game community people
and they
take
were all
this
like full price releases as well. All full price releases. Sometimes you had to import them for like many monies.
See, it's because we taught them that it's okay from the very beginning. This is all your fault, Moogs.
But people, there's demand for it.
Anyway, should we talk
about
what
there is honestly demand for them to go and make more Street Fighter 4. At what point do you say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to fucking ignore all of these people that say, we want more of this.
Well, yeah, you can't just boycott it, because there's always going to be, you know, a group of people that want it. Especially at this point.
Lots of people want it. Yeah. That's the problem. It's not just a couple of people who are going, yeah, I'm willing to shell out money for this. It's not just people that are just being dumb. There are lots and lots of people that have said, we want more Street Fighter 4, and they're willing to pay for it.
And that's the exact same argument that you used for Call of Duty. You sick
except Call of Duty is released every single year, and this is every 2 years.
I'm pretty sure they've been releasing these expansions like every year. Feels like
the last one is AE 2012, which was a modification that was free for AE for Arcade Edition, which was 2011. So it's
okay, so
released in 2014.
Then,
so it's been 3 years, in fact.
Anyways, let's actually talk about what was actually added.
Okay.
That sentiment.
Do you want to do this, Mitch, or shall I?
You can go.
So essentially, you've got 5 new characters, 4 of which they've released or announced already. Those
one
come
was leaked.
From, I don't think it's
the
been leaked. The last
leaked.
One yet.
I thought it was.
Has it been leaked?
I'll go check. You hold the audience.
I don't believe so. Otherwise, I would have been notified. But yes. So 4 of them are Basically taken out of Street Fighter Cross Tekken. They're the Street Fighter characters that weren't from Street Fighter 4, but were in Cross Tekken. They've been retooled up for Street Fighter 4. They're looking pretty interesting. Quite a few of them are from Street Fighter... No, two of them are from Street Fighter 3. One of them's from Alpha, and one of them is from... I don't remember. Poison. Poison's from Final Fight. Hasn't really appeared in the games yet. That's fine. So, two new game well. Mechanics and additional balance updates for each of the characters.
No, there was, okay. I think there was three updates, weren't there?
Red Focus and...
Double Ultras.
Double Ultra.
And Delayed Wake-Ups.
And Delayed Wake-Up. No, okay, yeah, I'll have, you can put that one in. I would have put that as part of the character balance update, but yes. You can have that.
Hooray!
And that, surprisingly, dramatically alters the way you play the game. Probably enough. I'm particularly happy because my character, Vega, looks like it's, at the moment, whether those changes stay for the moment is up for debate, but my character looks like he's been made a lot better, so I'm quite happy.
I'm going to write a letter to Capcom right now and tell them to nerf Vega, just to spite you.
You want to explain more about Red Focus?
I hate Vega. They don't want Vega to be good in Street Fighter 4. They really don't.
A bunch of racists.
They've got something against the Spaniards, maybe. I don't know. But they don't want Vega to be good.
I was going to say, what a bunch of racists. Can't let the Mexican guy get ahead.
No. The Mexican is pretty poor anyway, but I don't know what they're going to do to him.
Which one is that? Is that the kid with the yellow gi and the... No, he's Brazilian, isn't he? He plays soccer.
No,
he's Spanish too, though, or something. He's Hispanic.
No, Makoto is the one you're thinking of in the yellow gi.
That's not Makoto, because the one I'm thinking of is a guy who looks black and he has a mohawk.
Oh, you mean Sean?
Sean, yeah.
Sean from Street Fighter 3. Yeah, he's not in 4. He might be just American. I'm not sure.
I see. Well, I'm just going to shut my mouth before I become...
It's like DJ.
Yeah.
Fucking DJ.
DJ seems like
the most racist, sure, purely the most racist thing that Captain has ever
T-Hawk.
Done.
I think
T-Hawk. T-Hawk maybe as well, yeah.
What about
the Although Dalsim is also tops
oh
the
God.
List.
I think the most racist character that Capcom created was that Canadian guy in Code Veronica. That was just ridiculous.
Why Canadian guy Code Veronica.
Does he like just jump out of a closet doused in maple syrup and saying, "Oh, have you seen my moose? It's
just
moose about. The moose."
Just about. Just about, actually.
If we're talking about racist characters, nothing can beat Punch Out, honestly.
Punch Out.
The Punch Out series.
After you lose,
Punch
we'll drink to your health.
Ha ha ha. Soda Popinski.
Soda Popinski, god damn it.
Or in the Japanese version, he's called Vodka.
Yeah, Vodka Drunkinski.
Right pink fucking
vodka
Russian ass rape machine.
Then, you know, King Hippo or whatever is supposed to be racist against fat people.
Yes, because fat people are
yeah,
racist.
No,
yeah.
Man.
Of course
Hippo, he's King Hippo is from Hippo Island in the South Pacific.
Yes, exactly. He's from Hippo Island.
Yeah, quit being so fucking...
Don't punch his band-aid. His shorts will fall Hippo off. Jeez.
Well, yeah.
What was that character's name in Code Veronica, the Canadian? I forgot his name.
I want to Google this.
Was it Steve or something like that?
Steve?
Steve. It'll be Steve.
It has to be Steve.
Please let it be Steve, just so I can rub it in Rhythm's face.
Well, it was
Steve.
Well, he would just say things like in a very
yeah,
fake
Steve
Canadian accent.
Yeah, Steve Burnside is his name. Is he Canadian? I didn't realize he was Canadian.
He's Canadian. Because like every now and then he'll sound normal, and then all of a sudden this Canadian accent just comes out of nowhere. And I hear it, I'm like, is something wrong with his mouth?
I don't know if he was Canadian. The Resident Evil Wiki isn't saying anything about Canada.
To be fair, some people who are Canadian that are just, they sound normal and shit, or they sound kind of like no Canadian accent, but as soon as they get emotional or something, like they whip out the A's and the aboots.
You know, hey.
They sound pretty fucking East Coast.
I think it might be he had a Canadian voice act, which is why it came over that way, but I don't think he's got an official nationality or not, so he could be Canadian.
Trevor from Grand Theft Auto is Canadian.
Nice. Haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
Waiting for PC release.
Yep.
Never gonna happen.
PC. Waiting for a broken PC release that's very poorly optimized and basically useless.
So I want to do a stream of Code Veronica. That'd be pretty cool.
Ugh. Get Dom to do it. I'm not big on Code Veronica.
Oh, come on, Mogul. You're the only one who plays that game. Oh, those games.
No, I'm the only one that plays that game. Dom has streamed far more Resident Evil than I will ever stream.
I mean, I guess if you count variety of games, yes, but you stream more Resident Evil 2 than anybody else on the planet combined.
More Resident Evil 2, yes. But you say I've streamed more of it. I've streamed it through twice, three times if you count the dual stream I did with Dom.
And four times if you count 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20 times if you count every other time you did it without telling me, so... 8 million times, I think. Yeah. Basically, you are Resident Evil 2.
I know Resident Evil 2 quite well, yes. But the others, I don't know anything about, really. It's just 2. That's it.
Huh.
2, maybe 5, because I know a bit about 5.
I think the only Resident Evil games I haven't played are the most recent on Rails gun game thing that they made. And Resident Evil 0 and Code Veronica.
Those Darkside three. Chronicles is pretty fun. I like Darkside Chronicles.
Yeah. The early light gun games they made are actually kind of okay.
Oh, you mean Gun Survivor and stuff?
Yeah, Gun Survivor.
Yeah, I have Gun Survivor on the PS1. That's alright. Yeah.
It's an alright game. I managed to beat it. I like the fact that it's technically got multiple paths to go through, so...
Yeah, it's an interesting little game.
Yeah, you can make your own decisions, like, that way. And I don't think it's actually on rails, because it's a bit weird. Yeah.
The control method is very odd. Very, very odd.
Yeah, but it works. I mean, I managed to beat the game, so that's saying something.
Black Friday deals. So many Black Friday deals.
Oh, God. I bought a PS Vita. Because there was some good deals going for that over here, so...
We got no Black Fridays here, or...
Is your country's racist, Everdark?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'm going to read off Black Friday death and injury count for this year.
Oh, God, is there actually a fucking thing for that?
Is this a real thing?
Should I hum a
national anthem? Carrying TV home from Target shot in Las Vegas. Rialto Walmart brawl sends one police officer to hospital. Virginia man stabbed in Walmart parking lot over space. Several injured in Black Friday-related shooting outside Colton, Illinois. Scenes of chaos during chain stores Black Friday sales in Northern Ireland.
Those Irish.
Walmart employee injured during Black Friday sales. Man stabbed during Black Friday event at Carlsbad Mall. Teen returning home from Black Friday shopping fell asleep at wheel, killed in wreck. One dead, 4 injured.
Okay, that one's not really Black Friday's fault. That was just that kid fell asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, well, that's true, actually. I suppose.
I think everyone here is for a long time.
Yeah, because he was probably up all night waiting, I'm assuming.
Probably,
I wouldn't specifically blame, like, Black Friday for a lot of other things either. This is people being hideously stupid.
Well, I mean,
I got
stabbing
more.
Somebody over a television or something, that's Black Friday fault.
Shopper pepper sprayed, arrested in argument over TV at New Jersey Walmart. And Thanksgiving Day bargain shoppers sent 11-year-old to hospital.
Oh my god.
Let's be thankful for all the things we do have, and then beat the shit out of everyone else to get more shit.
That sounds like a fun event.
America! Fuck yeah.
So I just want to go ahead and clear the air here and say that we don't do Black Friday shopping in my family. We just buy things online.
Not after the deaths.
We don't have after, Black Friday shopping like, in the UK.
Last time we did Black Friday shopping, I think, was about 10 years ago, and my dad actually got into a car accident. His station wagon was hit by a giant Ford Explorer SUV. So it had like a headlight and like half the bumper dented in, but the car itself wasn't damaged. He's had to replace that body part.
Yeah, I can't deal with the fucking crowds and the traffic, so I just stay home.
No, it's just I don't know what it is. It's like people like, you can just order this shit online. It's not that big a deal.
People go nuts over trying to save an extra $5 because you can save an extra $2 by getting it now and getting it in store. And it, you know, people do the same shit when they release the latest iPhone.
Yeah, a bunch of retards.
People just want
they gotta have it now!
Shit.
Right now!
People don't have any self-control.
What if you just gotta buy some groceries on Black Friday? What the fuck do you do?
Then you do your fucking grocery shopping the day after the day before.
If you have to buy groceries on Black Friday after Thanksgiving, you're an idiot. You didn't get
that
enough.
Too. That
oh,
too,
yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I had a ham.
I had a ham for Thanksgiving? Oh, wow.
Well, I cooked it a little while back. I found a really good deal on a ham, and I bought one and I cooked it on my own. It turned out pretty good.
Yeah. Did you use cloves or?
No, I just put a honey mustard glaze on it.
That's pretty good.
Which I also made.
Oh, yeah. But irregardless, Black Friday is basically the worst thing ever, and I don't know why it's in right after Thanksgiving. Usually it happens after Christmas.
In Canada we have Boxing Day.
Yeah, Boxing Day is the other thing.
What is a Boxing Day? Please enlighten me.
It's whenever the spirit of Muhammad Ali rises from his grave.
I was going to make a boxing joke, too.
It's the day after Christmas in the UK, and it's specifically made to get rid of all the boxes that you get from all the gifts you receive.
I tried to make an altered beast joke with it. But, Boxing Day, I don't know why it's called that, but it's just the day after Christmas, and you buy cheap shit.
Yeah. No, I thought it had something to do with fighting.
In the US, you used to call it Black Friday because that was when all the deals were out, because all that stock was bulked up for Christmas time shopping and there was some left over, so they would discount the rest of it, try to get it out of the store as fast as possible in order to move their ledger from red to black.
No, they call it Black Friday because these prices are a steal.
that's so racist and funny.
God, Taco.
Thank you, Taco. You have made my day dramatically worse.
No, you're not. You're not sorry at all, are you?
I don't know him.
I'm so sorry if we have any black listeners.
You're not sorry.
So sorry.
That's some quality humor.
10 out of 10.
I love and hate everybody equally.
Moment of silence for our colleague Lotion, who is currently working Black Friday. Our hearts go out to him.
I bet he gets back from, like, work, he'll have all kinds of stories to tell about how he hates America all of a sudden again.
feel
it just kind of goes up and down.
I think he's already done or something.
Oh, good for him. Yeah.
Well, Black Friday
must be
yesterday.
In the shower at the moment.
So. He's probably... he's probably at the hospital now getting stitches.
Yeah. God, I really feel bad for all the people who actually have to work on Black Friday.
Yeah. Some bullshit.
It's shitty.
Now that's a shit shift.
If you all listened to the podcast and you had to work Black Friday, please comment and tell us how sick it was.
Tell us your worst story, because I'm sure you've got a shitload after a day like that.
Must get pretty bad.
Oh man, I worked at a Best Buy, doing security there. And I can tell you that Boxing Day, which is, you know, Canadian Black Friday, was fucking appalling. So I can just imagine what Black Friday is like. And I wasn't even retail. I got to sit in the back and just watch the shit go down on the cameras, and every once in a while I'd have to head out. So it's, yeah. I still got off easy.
The videos are always amazing for Black Friday. Just herds. Mm-hmm. Literally herd is what I would use. Like herds of wildebeest, like somewhere in the African savannah, and just gather it up in front of like a Toys R Us, and just they all come running in here every now and then.
And again, the topic goes back to Africa.
Yeah, what is this?
There is something inherently wrong with this podcast.
I think it's confined to those who live in the North Americas.
Well, I didn't say anything like that, okay?
Uh-huh.
I just said, wildebeest beast in the savannah of Africa. Mm-hmm. And then Taco Man over here has to talk about, it's called Black Friday because the prices here are a steal.
Let's not talk about that. I'm already regretting making that joke.
No, I still remember that joke, actually.
You should make it into a jingle, Taco Man.
Yeah.
The official slogan of Black Friday. God.
Taco Man's Emporium of questionably racist jokes.
Beautiful.
Ethically questionable.
Yeah.
joke stories.
Oh, Christ.
So, yeah, Black Friday's always kind of a weird, crazy thing.
Hey, $5 is $5.
That's an extra meal at McDonald's right there.
I eat at Subway now.
Eat fresh.
Fresh.
I think we're ready to move on.
Yeah,
don't you fucking hate people who eat Subway because they think it's healthier than other fast food? It's such fucking bullshit. Fuck everyone who thinks that.
I just think it's tasty. Tell us how you really feel there, happy man.
I had a Subway today and it was fucking amazing. It wasn't healthy though.
No, it tastes alright. People are like, oh, it's so much healthier. It's not at all.
Subway is awful, it's disgusting.
A little bit healthier though.
Subway is sandwiches,
no
right?
Grease or anything. Lower in fat, no grease.
Hey, Lotion wants to come on in and talk about his day.
Do you have any stories from Black Friday, Lotion?
How was retail?
Yeah, we listed off all the people who got killed and injured.
No, I had to work. And I only work in fast food.
I know.
We had one guy today, though, that grabbed the coffee so hard, the top spilled, and it was all over his hand. And then he slammed on the pedal, screaming, roaring out of the parking lot, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Just imagine this immensely fat man holding a coffee and then squeezing it. It's spilling on his hand, and you could just see the steam rising, and then him screaming at the top of his lungs, gunning it.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, like that. You know the Chewbacca scream? Wait, you know the Chewbacca scream? It was kind of like that.
Was that a startle?
Did you get Mash to do one of those? Mash does a pretty good Chewbacca.
Oh, gee whiz. That was pretty good. See, there are moments like that make you glad that you work in fast food, isn't it?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Just every now
those
and then,
kind of people.
Like, something so delicious and so hilariously amazing just happens.
Oh, damn.
I actually have some news.
Oh,
please do tell.
It's a little bit sad. For any of you secret weebs out there who enjoy the Rune Factory series, the developer of the Rune Factory series, Neverland, has officially ceased operating and is filing for bankruptcy. And Rune Factory 4 was actually their best-selling Rune Factory.
Oh, and shit, there's a 4? I didn't know.
Mid-October, beginning of October, something like that.
Damn, I gotta play that then.
It's good. I'm enjoying the shit out of it, but it sold super-duper well in both North America and Japan, apparently, so they greenlit the fifth one, so there was talks of them doing a fifth one, but now that the developer has gone under, it's sort of up in the air as to what exactly is going to happen to it and who will be taking over development. And they're saying the problem as to why it went under is because the development costs on the 3DS are too high for smaller developers to handle.
On the 3DS?
Yeah.
3DS really? Is,
well, because it's the 3D part of it that's a pain in the ass, apparently. Because they have to, you know, program everything to work with the 3D in mind, right? Well, you have to, though. That's a part of it. Like, they're...
Given that Nintendo have just gone and said, well, we're going to release this console that doesn't even use 3D.
Yeah.
No, do they really still need to do that?
They need to do that because that's the gimmick of the console. And I'm not sure what... I mean, with the release of the 2DS, I'm not sure if that will change at all, but... I'm pretty certain there are no 3DSs that will not have a 3D effect, because... I mean, it could be a really cheesy, shitty 3D effect, but it has to be developed into the game because it's on the 3DS. And apparently those production... Mm-hmm. And apparently those production costs are too much for smaller developers, so if they limit themselves to the 3DS, they're just putting themselves in the hole, and they end up killing themselves off, like Neverland did. So chances are there will be a Rune Factory 5 sometime in the future, because it was technically okayed, but it's sort of like no one's really sure when or who or how it's going to get made. But yeah, so that's a little bit depressing, but until then, I'll enjoy the weebiness that I can, and go back and maybe even play 3, because I never played that one, and it's supposedly pretty decent as well, so. But yeah, if you haven't picked up Rune Factory 4 and you like the Rune Factory series, pick up 4. It's
I liked the third one myself. Is it better than the third one?
Well, I've never played the third one, unfortunately. So
the third
one
has the best character, the fisherman guy.
Well, see, that's another thing, is that people are saying the characters in this one are okay as well, but in essence, the gameplay and the mechanics have all been refined, and it all works really well. As for the individual characters, they're all pretty okay. But I can't compare them to Rune Factory 3. I can compare it to 1 and 2. But like, as far as things go, it's a solid game.
Oh yeah, apparently a new Pokemon Mystery Dungeon came out too. I didn't know about that. I fucking love those games.
Is that the one with the detective, or is that just,
I don't know,
another mystery dungeon?
It's for free. It's for free, yes, that's all I know.
Ah, okay. Because
for the requirements for the 3DS, like, it needs a 3D element to it. Has there ever been a game where it's just like the shitty, you know, red and blue tint slightly offset?
Well, that's not how they do the 3D with the 3DS. It has something to do with I don't know, it's like they bend the image or something like that. It's not like they do the red and blue thing, because you'd need the glasses for that, right?
Yeah, I was just wondering if they could just half-ass their way out of it and just do that.
Some companies do. This game kind of did. This game really? Sort of half-assed it. Yeah, this one didn't really do very well, but there are quite a few 3DS games that half-ass the 3D.
I don't see why they would need a 3D element required when they've just released the 2DS. Which doesn't have any 3D capabilities at all.
This is the thing, though.
Oh, sorry. I went to the toilet.
Yeah. I'll just re-explain it to you real quick. But the thing is that every game prior to the release of the 2DS would have had a mandatory 3D on it. And unless I'm wrong, if maybe somebody can post in the comments or something, and I'll check up on that later, but if somebody can post any 3DS games that do not have a 3D function, that would be swell. Like, please prove me wrong if I am wrong, but from what I understand, all 3DS games have 3D. It's a mandatory development cost, and it's pretty expensive.
Okay.
I think we're done with news.
Okay. I think that may be right.
What have you been playing?
Right now?
Actually, if we do the top video picks now, what do you think?
Why not?
Yeah, sure.
Alright. Sure. Give me a few minutes. I gotta find what actually comes out this month.
Oh, actually, I can add one more thing. Speaking of... there you are. Anyways, the PlayStation Plus bullshit thing, Amajig, which I am not subscribed to. From what I understand, the December releases include Borderlands 2 for the PS3.
Oh, bad. Okay.
Wait, really?
Is it?
And?
Okay.
It's Borderlands 2 for free.
And?
Oh.
Okay.
On the PS3, if you got...
Isn't that like...
I don't think anybody is subscribed to... Yeah, I don't think anybody here is subscribed to that.
Oh, okay.
I have PS Plus.
Yeah, there you go, Moose. Oh. I knew you had it, at least.
I probably won't end up playing that, because...
Well, yeah, here's the games I can see for PS3 and Vita are... For PS3, you got Borderlands 2, Grid 2, Dino? I can't read that. Dyad. Dyad, that's what it is. The Borderlands 2, Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed for the PS Vita.
What a good game.
Urban Trials.
How much do you like that game, Happy?
Yeah, I mean, it's Sonic Racing. You guys love the shit of Sonic
Racing. Sonic All-Stars Racing Transformed.
It's pretty good.
You guys love the shit of Sonic, so...
So good.
Okay, I don't think we can do the top video picks this month. Nothing is coming out.
Didn't even do it last
time. Kara.
Last time.
No, we did it last time.
Oh, you didn't have the things ready.
No, like, we made our results. New picks, but I didn't have the old results yet. Which I still don't.
Oh, great.
Nothing is coming out in December. There's some mobile games, Gran Turismo 6. And it says that The Walking Dead Season 2 is coming out, but it does not have a date. It just says December, so I'm assuming it does not come out this month.
Huh, nice.
Oh, I have that on my Vita now, because I got that for free.
Walking Dead Season 2?
No, the first season, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I never played the first season on PC.
Well, I guess we gotta just wait, because there's nothing this month. We can't do picks.
It's
all mobile games. File on this.
Again, for people who have a Vita, the new Yeast, the thing with the guy with the red hair. There's what? A new one on the Vita. That thing, it's just YS.
One that Mao plays.
The one Mao plays on the stream all the time and does that at. Yes. Yeast. There's that new one just came out, and apparently it's super fantabulous as well. And it does the full 3D thingamajig look instead of the old top-downy kind of look, or isometric or whatever. And apparently it's pretty balls to the walls awesome.
Cool.
So that's the only good release that I can think of that's coming out. This one. Not for PC, though.
I think Interplay might be releasing a mobile game. That's it.
They always
I'm looking at another site.
It hurts. I wish they would just die.
There's the Majesco Zumba Fitness Belt for Wii.
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay, Zumba. Sounds like a good game to me.
All the units.
Oh, my God. It's probably going to sell tens of units.
Literally tens of units.
Apparently there have been zero PlayStation 4 sales in Brazil.
Yeah, that was...
I wonder how that one happened.
Isn't it like $2,000?
$1,800.
Holy shit. American dollar dues. And they have sold zero.
Man, Ramal should get on it.
Well, that's the whole reason why he's coming to England to buy a PlayStation 4.
Wait.
But then it won't be registered as a sale in Brazil.
He's going to pay money to fly to the UK.
No, Brazil's paying him money to fly to the UK to buy a PlayStation 4.
Seriously?
Is he really getting money from Brazil to do it?
Ramon is like a Brazilian prince?
Yeah.
I didn't know they
That's
were
why we call him El Jefe.
I don't know, I thought like maybe his job was sending him out on like a fucking...
No,
he's not the GCYF Banana Land.
Exchange student.
He's studying here.
Yeah, exchange student. Yeah, there you go, see, exchange student.
He's gonna buy as much video as he can possibly carry on, and then you get to the plane and he can't take it with him.
Yeah. Goes on educational trip, buys video games.
I know.
But then he'd have to import all his games from then on.
Well, that
doesn't matter, they're region free anyway.
He calculated if he took a plane to America, bought a PlayStation 4, and flew back, it would be cheaper than getting one in his own country.
Dear God.
Brazil. Should we just call it Brazil? Brazil?
Yeah, sure.
But that'd be pretty amazing, though, like, he can go visit another country, go on vacation, and still get a PlayStation 4 for cheaper.
You just go to a duty-free store. There's PS3s everywhere, like alcohol.
What is the fucking import tax in Brazil like? So that's
I think it was like 90%. I wish I was joking, but I think I saw somewhere that was 90% for imports.
For all imports or what?
I don't know.
To discourage importation,
because they're very heavy on domestic.
Wow, way to stunt the growth of your economy, dicks.
Brazil isn't doing that bad. It's one of the best growing third world countries right now, so...
Turd world countries?
Turd world.
Banana land.
Sounded like you said, like, turtle country.
Turtle country. If here's only. If only.
Diagram.
Taco.
Of the expenses. Of all the taxes and stuff.
Alright, let's have a share. Good lord.
So, for the listeners, we have import tax, ICMS, ST, and MIVA taxes, ICMS state taxes, Coffins taxes, PIS taxes, IPI taxes, and all that combined cost more than buying two PlayStation 4s anywhere else. And then you have to add on the retailer margin, the distribution margin, and that costs more than a console itself. And you add all that together, along with the cost of a PlayStation 4, and it comes to, 8,000, was it?
Does this explain why most BRs are jerks when they play video games?
Well, no, that's because it's a free-to-play game, and they're playing it in those slums when there's bullets flying and drugs being slung.
Warframe is a free-to-play game. They would ruin that.
But don't worry,
well,
guys.
Yeah, but isn't that unoptimized as shit?
Well, it ran pretty good on the PS3, or PS4, I mean. I went to release party that some friends put together, and we had a whole bunch of PS4s hooked up. And
had a release party for a video game?
We just all got together and nerded out for the weekend. It was pretty fun, actually. We just got drunk and played video games. It was...
That worked out.
It was fun. It was like having a LAN party, pretty much. Yeah, it was just a LAN party.
Except for
PS4s.
Being close to people.
Okay, I managed to scrap together free games that are coming out.
Nice.
This sounds encouraging. How bad are they?
Yeah, Gran Turismo 6, which is the only like high-profile game. There's Broken Sword 5, The Serpent's Curse. I've never played a Broken Sword game. I know what they are, though. There's a new game coming out. It's going to be episodic, so this is only episode 1.
That's one of
coming out this,
clicks, though,
this month. Yeah, it's a point and click adventure. And then we got a Bravely Default for the sequel. There's one guy on the stream who loves Bravely Default. I have no idea what it is. But
it's
like a JRPG.
It's like a Final Fantasy clone from, like, I think original Final Fantasy developers or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Is the whole popularity behind it. Like, same art style and everything.
It's got a job.
Sound Final Fantasy, the DLC-ing.
Yeah, isn't
it's that as well?
Isn't he spending $150 just to import like books and shit for achievements in the game?
It's a lot more than that, according to what you're saying.
That's like one partition of all the DLC and stuff he wants.
He said it was $532 is the amount of stuff he's importing for it. But then again, he's a reseller, so he buys stuff and then he sells it on a massive.
I don't think he can resell DLC though.
Yeah,
I don't think it's DLC that he was talking about.
He was buying books.
To me, it was $150 of pure DLC, digital content.
Let's all put this into perspective, though. At least he's spending it on video games and not spending it on, like, hentai, like Boygas did.
Oh, God.
No, it's video games.
That was, like, like $130 of hentai or something.
No, it was $150, and then they sent it back to... They sent it back to Japan because he didn't pick it up. So he had them resend it, and that was another $75.
Yeah.
And then he didn't pick that up, so they sent it back.
Oh, he
and
didn't
he never
it
got
the
it.
Second time either?
No. Oh, so man. He wasted, like, I don't know. He just never picked it up. So he wasted, like, $225.
The reason I hear he didn't pick it up the second time, or the first time, I mean, was because he didn't want his mom finding out about it, and his mom was the only one.
I wonder why.
Yeah. And apparently that was the only way he could get down to the depot.
So he claims.
He's like 12.
Boygas must be the only 14-year-old on Earth who buys porn. That's really mind-blowing to me.
Well, see, this is the thing.
I thought only old people did that.
If porn is still being made, they're clearly making money off of it, and Boygas can't be the only person buying
it. Yeah, from middle-aged to old people.
Yeah.
Those are the people they make money off of.
Exactly.
Yeah, but who buys porn now that there's internet?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Middle-aged and old people still buy porn.
There are people who still buy it.
Japan has a shitload of money in the porn
industry. Japanese people actually buy it, I think.
Asian countries actually buy porn. for some reason.
Yeah, piracy is piracy big in Japan, like, at all?
I don't think they have stricter piracy laws than US.
Yeah,
like, they will jail your ass.
Yeah,
even if
you're
get a warning
if you get caught.
But it's still, I mean, no matter what country you're from, it's pretty hard to find someone pirating anything.
Canada doesn't have very strict piracy laws.
That's because it's Canada.
It's easy to find people, though. I mean, shit, my roommate got a fucking letter about it once. So, I mean,
I've never heard of anyone getting a letter in my country, so...
No, we get... People get around here get letters all the time. Actually, one of our internet service providers, Rogers... is Rogers American, too?
Is it
Canadian?
No,
okay, Rogers.
Canadian.
Rogers is Canadian. It's Canadian. And they actually got in a bunch of shit once because they were throttling people who had been accused of piracy. And so they would send letters out and say, you've been pirating things and you need to stop. And if people didn't stop, they were throttling their connection. And apparently Rogers got in a bunch of shit about that because they weren't allowed to throttle their connection for them doing that.
Okay, so let's go. Let's everybody message me with your picks. We got Gran Turismo 6, Bravely Default, and Broken Sword. Message it to me. Don't type it in. Don't say it. Don't type it in the chat. Click my name.
What system is Gran Turismo coming out for?
PS3 only.
PS3.
PS4 okay. Only. Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't it a launch title?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
None of these games are going to sell very well, so it's kind of tough.
For clarification, you gotta
say all three games in what order.
I think pretty much everyone is going to get the same order in this.
Yeah.
Wait, is it Gran Turismo 4 or 6?
It's 6. 4 came out a while ago.
I don't really care. Just change the number, Happy, like they gave you.
Apparently, some car manufacturer, I can't remember, they made a car, they called it a Gran Turismo, they made it specifically for Gran Turismo 6, and it's in the game, but they only made one, they showed it off at one car show, and then they're just going to lock it away now, somewhere.
No idea.
I'll try and find the GTR.
I know I had a lot of input from the developers at Gran Turismo.
Mm-hmm. But no, this is brand new. It looks pretty slick too, actually.
Isn't that the case with all those special things they make for special events?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just feels. I don't know. I just hope they have it on show somewhere at least, not like. We made it, now it's going in a garage somewhere to just...
In a warehouse.
All I want to say is that I was...
Maybe Jay Leno will buy it. He buys everything with cars.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, but he'll just seal it away in his fucking Egyptian tomb somewhere.
I was burned once by a racing game. In this case, it was Forza 3, I think. I wanted to get it just to be able to use the Corvette ZR1, which was a car that I really wanted to drive in a video game because I fell in love with that car when it came out. And it said it was available in Forza 3, so I bought the game, and then I found out that it was actually only available in pre-order DLC, and you could not unlock it in any other way.
You could have gone eBay and bought it for like $45, though. From people.
So this is another one of these situations. Everybody picked Gran Turismo 6 to win except me. I got Bravely Default. I think that game.
That game seems
pretty popular in Japan. So.
Oh God, he will.
I don't think JRPG will win.
It's already out in Japan.
It's
are people
out
buying
Japan
PS4s?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think
lots of people have bought already. In fact,
sold a million units in a day.
I haven't seen. Well, they both companies claim they sold a million units in a day, but we don't really know the real
numbers. Xbox One probably didn't.
Yeah, but anyways, I haven't seen a PlayStation 4 in the entire Lower Mainland since it came out.
I've read is PlayStation 4 sold a million, Xbox One shipped a million.
Yeah, hey man.
And we sold a million after 2 or 3 days.
Back in the summer, every single person picked Animal Crossing to outsell The Last of Us, and The Last of Us ended up outselling Animal Crossing, so.
Oh, let's see if you're right this time.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's because Last of Us was like more broad in like its, what do you call it, appeal.
Yeah, but everybody I know with a 3DS bought Animal Crossing, so it was a pretty hard bet. To make
a successful game.
Let's join I Hate Animal Crossing Club Moo over here.
Well, it says here the Xbox One sold a million consoles on its first day.
No, you hate it. You hate
The Last of Us had good marketing and Ellie Page, which was fake Ellen Page, so yeah, it's gotta sell good, right?
I said this last podcast, but it really baffles me how much nerds love Ellen Page. They're like obsessed with her.
Why? It's because she's permanently
16.
Yeah, she looks 16. Yeah, that's
why. She's permanently 16. That's why. That's pretty much the only reason, I think.
But now that since David Cage is all obsessed with her, does that
Can we stop
like
talking about that fucker? We talked enough about him.
No, we must talk about him.
I think this was discussed last time where he had a fucking portfolio filled with pictures of her.
We talked about this on the
podcast. How long were you in the bathroom for?
We're just treading ground here.
We are.
Anyway, what have you been playing?
Yeah, what have we been playing?
We're playing Far Cry 2.
I replayed Witcher 1 and Witcher 2.
I bought that new Zelda, and I think me and Moogs nerdgasmed about it enough already.
We have, yes. We won't do that again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's pretty good.
It's a great game. It's awesome. If you have a 3DS, buy it, or, you know, go choke on a dick and die. It's amazing.
Did you guys play The Wolf Among Us yet?
No, I haven't.
No. But I have read the comic book that it was based on, so I'm a little bit excited. Oh, I do want to try it out.
Yeah, you should. It's pretty good.
Big Bad Wolf is a detective, just kind of hangs out, and, you know, he's Bigsby. A cool dude. Bigsby.
Bigsby Wolf. Yeah. I gotta admit, that's a pretty clever name scheme there. Bigsby Wolf.
Bigsby Wolf.
That's a really good, you know, comic book series, so I'm actually quite interested in how it is in the video game.
That's Telltale. I mean, they make good point and clicks.
Oh, yeah. Walking Dead, I think, still is one of the best, storylines in a game.
And I get to experience that.
I have been playing Killer is Dead, which is the latest Suda 51 character action game. It still has the same style that his other games have, but it's a bit darker, I find. It's not balls to the wall wackiness like No More Heroes or Lollipop Chainsaw is. Has a bit more serious tone, but it still does have those moments like there's a living train which you have to kill, which is weird, and there's like a Yakuza guy who has a living tattoo, so it still has the sort of stuff you'd expect from a Suda game.
Well, you could really suplex a ghost train in Final Fantasy, so
yeah.
I mean, dead trains and living trains, that seems to be thing in Japanese games.
It really does show how far Suda 51's come as a developer, because it is probably the best feeling game. Like, if you were to compare it to No More Heroes or some of his earlier hack and slash type of games, it definitely shows that he's improving a lot. I'd say that it's got the same sort of the same flow and combo system that, say, the first Devil May Cry has. So if he keeps progressing the way he does, I think he's going to be able to make not only some really creative, I'm not going to say really creative stories, because the stories are always garbage in his games, but really interesting scenarios, and he'll be able to back that up with the gameplay as well. My only real criticism with it is that the art style and aesthetics are a little bit too over the top. Like, it's a cel-shaded game, but it's rendered in high contrast, so everything is fairly hard to see, especially when it's really dark. So that can be kind of hard, especially when you're dealing with these strange characters that you're fighting against. But I'd enjoyed it, and if you're interested in Suda 51 games, I say pick it up.
Okay.
I'll buy Zelda.
Zelda.
So I like games.
Right, okay.
And they require buttons to be pressed.
buttons are also good.
Yeah, and it has a screen, and there's colors on it, and animation and shit.
What are you talking about?
America.
America.
Can I just say that Super Mario 3D World is one of the best games released this year, and you should go and play it? Don't we have more on?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not Black Friday anymore, so I can't get it for under 400.
Dude.
Just saying.
Dude, Black Friday goes on for 3 days now. Everybody knows that. And then there's Cyber Monday. I still have no interest in a Wii U.
That's a shame.
I know.
Missing out,
it's like,
man.
None of these next-gen consoles are...
At
like,
all
they're
appealing.
All bland. Yeah.
They all feel like really bad PCs.
Is that because you feel like you're scared of stepping out your comfort zone?
No.
Must be.
Content with playing the same types of games you're playing now?
Maybe it's the realization that what's being offered on the console isn't really all that worth the money you're paying to play them.
Well, none of these exclusives, like, one of the big things about consoles was exclusives. None of these exclusives are decent, in my opinion. They don't look appealing.
I think the Wii U has some very, very strong exclusives and many more that are coming on the way.
What strong exclusives?
Wonderful 101, Pikmin Don't
Free.
Play coming out pretty soon. Pikmin
not interested.
3.
Not really.
Why not?
I don't play those kinds of games.
Well, you should, because they're great.
Mitch, please.
Oh my
Come
god,
on,
I'm so mad.
Like, when people
what do you mean
you
by those kinds of games?
Well,
what games do you mean?
Fun games.
Not fun,
yeah, fun
games.
Games.
Cartoonish platformers, Pikmin-style games in the case of Wonderful 101. I've played them before,
yeah,
and I didn't really care that much.
Oh, Wonderful 101.
You
but
cannot be
yeah,
wrong.
Pikmin's not a platformer.
And
I said platform-style games and then Pikmin-style games. It just felt
Wonderful
like a
101 is
game.
Nothing like Pikmin.
It's quite a lot like Pikmin.
No,
it's not.
It's nothing like Pikmin.
Not even close.
It is closer to Devil May Cry than it is to Pikmin.
Oh, God.
Not even funny how wrong that is.
I felt like I was playing Pikmin when I played the game.
When did you play the game?
I
you
played
play
it at a friend's
properly.
House. Oh, okay. He said, hey, you should try this game out, it's really, really good. And then I told him it felt like Pikmin, and he got really mad too, actually.
Yeah, because it's not like Pikmin.
He's right!
Well, apparently
That's like playing the first Castlevania and saying, I don't like God of
just,
War type
the
games.
The aesthetic, the feel, the style, nothing about it interests me. And I'm not saying it's
really?
A bad game, I'm not saying it's terrible or not fun, it just didn't interest me. A lot of the games that I play, I guess, are rather particular. I like a lot of military strategy games, and I like a lot of, simulation games.
I was gonna
I
say, this
isn't really
Jamba masquerading as Baron, is it?
No, I'm not trying to,
Jamba
like...
Jamba make his way into this podcast without us realizing.
Jamba final
emotion. I'm not trying to be mean about those games, because I think they are very interesting, and they have a very unusual aesthetic, but it's not a game that I would have fun playing. That's how I feel. And that's a lot of the games that are offered by Nintendo are very cartoonish, very, bright, loud, or silly, or, you know, simplistic games.
Not so loud, bro.
I'm sorry. But I
that's not what I've... Never mind.
But I just... I don't know. That's what Wii U offers me, and I'm not interested. I guess the only... I guess mature-style game that would cater to my taste would probably
mature
be...
mature games from mature gamers such as myself.
Shut up. It'd probably be, like, Zombie U, but that's not really a game I'm interested
Fuck
in
that
because
game.
I don't like zombie games. It's just whatever's being offered in the Wii U, it doesn't really excite me. But what's being offered in the PC right now, I find very interesting, and I find that market very intriguing. And
you know
I'm very excited about what they're offering.
You should do what every niche audience does when a game doesn't appeal to them, that you should bitch.
I'm not going to
bitch loud,
it.
And you should bitch hard.
Well, that's kind of stupid to bitch about it, because then you kind of make yourself look aloof and arrogant.
That,
and
doesn't stop people.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't stop them, but it will stop me, because I'm not saying they're bad games, but that's why I would not want to buy a console, is because what's being offered right now, I don't really care about. And it's all about the games, too, isn't it, guys?
No, you gotta buy into this console, man.
Oh.
You don't need video games.
I don't think he likes consoles. You love consoles.
I love consoles.
I think Freaky is a bit more particular about his games than I am, actually.
Well, yes.
Get them bees.
Them bees.
Freaky has perfect taste, don't you know?
Of course.
Well, because, like, Freaky and I play Red Orchestra and that kind of stuff.
Okay, I'm still upset with Red Orchestra 2.
Why?
Second one?
Yeah.
Because they had to rush it out so hard just to beat Battlefield 3's release date.
Yeah.
And they fucked up so much with it.
I don't even get why they tried that. It's like, there's not even the same fucking market.
It was a completely different market, yeah.
But even then they rushed it, and it felt like it was a lot less game than the previous one in the series with the original Red Orchestra. Because, like, and number two is a much more complicated game engine, but it's only two kinds of tanks, and that's like 10 different infantry weapons, and that's about it. I don't know. It didn't feel that much. And the maps were a lot smaller, too. But, yeah, as I was saying before, it's just not much of my interest in those, what's
that's
being offered
fair.
In those consoles. So I'm not trying to say they're bad games. I would never do that.
They're fucking terrible.
I hear your opinion. I don't respect it, and I think you're an idiot, but I'll accept it.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
I reject your reality and substitute my own.
Ah. Oh. One of the classic lines.
I still can't believe Mythbusters is on the air.
Wait, they're still making Mythbusters?
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's one of the
How much
best
more
series
can you
ever.
Bust?
Yeah, apparently they are.
Do you think they're just making up myths so they can bust them now? Because they gotta run after a while.
Why not?
They're probably like, okay, rednecks, send us an email. We know you don't know what a computer is, but go down to your local library, it might have one, and then shoot us one.
And then they just, there's the reports of lots of computers and libraries being shot up. They got confused.
Everybody talked about their games?
I think so.
Mouse's not here, so we can't talk about the new XCOM expansion. Ha ha.
I
know he wanted to.
I won't do it, because Mao would want to talk about
Actually,
it.
Actually, you go ahead. I don't care
I'm
about
sure Mao would want to talk about Persona as well, but he's not here for that either, so far.
Oh, what a shame. You can't talk about Persona or SMT. That's such a shame, isn't it?
I guess I can talk about Far Cry 2.
Adds quite a lot of new stuff, but you can't use it with your old save game, so basically you have to start a new game to play with any of the content. Whether that's
that makes sense, actually. That makes sense.
It does make sense, but whether it's a good thing or not depends entirely on your perspective. The new additions do make sense. They've made a lot of changes to how classes work. So the two really powerful classes, which were Sniper and Heavy, they've made them less good at what they were overpowered at, I guess. So you can't use heavies to just smash through robotic enemies anymore. Snipers no longer crit like machines, long range, so you've got to be a little bit more intelligent. Gene modding is in, and that's fairly fun. Just basically minor changes to make your soldiers ever so slightly better. And then you've got big, stompy, thundery robots that punch things, which is amazing, and more games need that. And a couple of new enemy types, and that's about it, really.
Seekers are fucking
I'm fairly
stupid.
Happy with it.
They never kill anyone.
I think they were needed, though.
They never kill anyone. All they do is fucking hide out. And when you kill everyone, they don't show up. They don't show back up. They just hide out, and you gotta wait several turns for one to show up so you can kill them. Fuck
I've
Seekers.
I've seen them kill someone before.
How?
The problem is the AI doesn't always use them very well. The way that the AI uses them is that when you see them, it kind of wants to attack as soon as it can. Whereas if the AI were more intelligent, you would find them, they would stealth, and then they would then wait until you're engaging other enemies to try and fuck you over. But they don't do that, they just try and attack you as soon as they can. But if you spawn them with other enemy types at the same time, they can be a bit of a hassle. Because they can screw you over at an opportune moment. But they're basically there to stop you just camping snipers out at the back of your lines. You actually have to like put them close enough so that other people can rescue them. Which makes sense. I can agree with that.
So, the new XCOM has multiplayer, right?
XCOM's always had multiplayer.
Oh. So
well,
how does it,
anyway, yes, it does have multiplayer.
It's obviously turn-based, but is there like a time limit or what?
There is. You can put a turn timer on in the same way that you can in Civ. But yeah, it's kind of fun. It reminds me a lot of Warhammer 40,000.
You have to
build up a team and you've got points to
Oh, play. Shit. I didn't know
that
sounds cool.
It's kind of interesting matching up sort of like alien units with human ones, because you can like fit out human units with equipment and then have an alien with them.
Oh, so it's not like one side's the aliens and one side's
no,
the humans.
No, you can just pick whatever you want.
That's weird as fuck.
The only downside is like you can't name your aliens.
No.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Did they change that with a new one? I don't know.
I don't know, I haven't checked.
I would name them all Squiddo.
Ramal, help me.
The best.
Yeah, well done, Ramal. I'm playing XCOM at the moment, which is... yeah.
How long has this podcast been going for?
Like an hour.
2 hours.
Oh.
Okay.
2 hours already?
Yep.
Come on, Mal.
Yeah.
Do me proud.
I wanted to make that quick so that you could cut it out easily.
Like we're going to.
hey,
that would imply we have enough content.
Hey, Jamba, what have you been playing?
What have I been playing? Oh, fuck. Let me think.
He's been banging.
Hold on, I'll be back
together.
In a minute.
He's been like,
yeah, two people.
There's no time.
I've been playing Ape Escape 2 because I've been speedrunning again. Yeah.
Oh, of course, yes. That's actually a good game for a change.
I think I say, like, I've been pouring coke down like an anthill just to kill them as well as feed them to death, so they're not sure how they're feeling about it.
What?
Yes. Anyway, okay. I'm trying to get the second best time, and I'm pretty close right now, so it's cool.
The second best time, as in, what, for your, like, your personal best?
For...
ever.
No, like, overall, because nobody plays the game. There's only 4 people who have ever really speedrun it seriously at all,
nice.
Including me. And two of them don't play anymore. And only one of them is playing right now. So.
Nice.
And what's the best time?
Something like 1 hour.
Oh, boy, I guess, yeah.
12 minutes, hey, something? I can't remember. Let me look.
Let me get your top video pick real quick. Gran Turismo 6, Bravely Default, Broken Sword.
Okay.
Let me get it real quick. Don't look up anything. Just give me it.
Yeah.
What's Broken Sword?
Broken Sword 5. It's an adventure game.
It's
coming out on PC.
Okay.
These are the biggest games that come out this month?
Yes.
Yeah. How many
questions?
Okay. How, like, what the fuck's Broken Sword 4 like?
It's a point and
it's for PC and I think PS3.
Okay.
Wasn't it kickstarted?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I'll give them to you then. Do I have to say them or?
Yeah, just say them.
Okay, let me think. Okay. Gran Turismo 6, Bravely Default, Broken Sword.
Everyone got that order, I think.
Except
yeah, probably.
Happy Man. Each
different. I picked it Bravely Default to sell most because I trust Japan.
Japan.
Yeah, trust Japan.
Go I ahead believe trust in Nippon.
I don't trust
Japanese people actually buy games. So
yeah because but, they're all so, pathetic, lonely
people. But
people
who play Gran Turismo also buy games. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's actually really true. I might be screwed on this one.
You want to change your vote?
It's also a launch
conform.
Title, so it's not
no,
like...
No, he can't change his vote. Too late.
I'm not changing my vote.
He's gonna stick by his guns.
Watch him win now like Mike did last time.
He's gonna lose.
Okay, I'm looking at the best times.
And what's your best time at the moment?
It was like 17 minutes, but I was on track for 3 minutes better than that. But then I fucked up the last boss, so, yeah.
I knew you would.
Yeah, fuck you. Anyway,
Wow, that was...
Yeah, the best time on Japanese is 1 hour, 12 minutes, 41 seconds. Best time
that's
on 100% American.
That's getting all the monkeys.
No, that's any percent. That's just beating. That's just getting 180 monkeys and beating Spectre once. Getting all the monkeys, the record is 2 hours, 28 minutes, 21 seconds, but that's kind of a bad time because nobody really tried too hard.
You should have tried for that.
No, it fucking. I'll do it later, maybe. But
you don't have to do it all in one go.
2.5 hour run.
Get the first record down and then secure the second one.
Dude, I can't because the Japanese version has a minute advantage.
Oh, minutes don't count.
You could speak Japanese. That's the thing.
So don't I? Well, I could buy. It's only like $10 to buy, even in America. So
aren't you like 1/60th Japanese? Some shit.
What? No.
Exactly. I don't know, I've heard you say that one time. My bad.
I'm New Zealand.
Baron's the envy of weebs.
My mom's a New Zealander.
Your mom's a New Zealander.
That's the closest
thing.
That's the closest
thing. So, are you a half sheep?
God damn it.
You got me. I'm caught. I'm caught in a lie.
Can't take my joke over Derek.
It's he not just, your joke. It's everyone's joke. We need to share it for the world.
So, what percentage of a hobbit are you?
0%.
Oh.
Look, I'm like 6'1". I can't be a
hobbit.
Look,
hobbits were just shy.
Why is everyone... Oh my god. Everyone says how tall they are. Freaky says, like, what, 20 feet tall or some shit?
I have no idea what that
I'm
means.
Like 6'5". No big deal. I'm only 3 meters tall, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, but Freaky's in fucking in Norwayland. In fucking...
Norway, Switzerland.
he's in somewhere in those countries.
He's in one of them Scandinavian countries where you have to be big enough to be taken out by predators.
Apparently, in order to play video games, you gotta be tall, and you gotta sit there in front of the computer.
You gotta be tall, and then you gotta use your head at all.
Yep.
Norway, Switzenberg.
Yes, because people from Belgium are all 6'5" and made of
blonde hair, blue eyes.
Blonde hair and blue eyes and metal.
Yeah.
That's
which is why Hitler went through Belgium instead of going through France first.
Okay, are we going to talk about video games again?
No.
I think we're near the end of this one.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. We're pretty much done.
We're done.
Damn it.
Good time to show up there, Jamba.
You got to talk about Ape Escape, though, hey?
Yeah.
Actually, good for you, Jamba.
I really
good
enjoyed
you,
that
Jamba.
Game.
Good for you, Jamba.
I remember
Gold Star.
When Ape Escape came out, I remember, like, I was so impressed by the fact that you had to use the DualShock controller. You could not use a regular...
Fucking amazing.
You know, PS1
that was
controller.
The whole gimmick of it.
I only got the PS1 after the DualShock came out, so I didn't get that experience.
Oh, I remember that. Because I used to use my old PS controller for, like, Nuclear Strike or some shit like that, and then Ape Escape came out, and I was like, whoa, I gotta get this. And then I realized it was kind of a shit platformer.
That's
a lie.
Oh,
it's not a shit platform.
Oh, it's one of the best games on the PlayStation.
I called it.
Wait, what happened?
I will say, Baron just knew that everyone would freak out.
Yeah. Well, Ape Escape, yeah, that's something special.
I played the demo at once. Didn't
I'm
like
so
it
mad.
One bit.
Play 2 and 3, that's all I gotta say.
The thing is, Freaky means it, I don't mean it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, what can I say?
Are we done here?
I think so.
I think we may
I
be done
so.
Here.
This has been Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast named 99% Pure Sausages.
You say that so unconvincingly. 99% Pure Sausages. Come on now.
This has been Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast named 99% Pure Sausages. Meanwhile, while waiting for the next episode, you can go to lunchtime.org for... Fuck that. Actually, don't go to lunchtime.org, but go to the Gather Your Party for a live streaming video.
Lunchtime.
I was giving journalism. Goodbye.
Betrayal.
Cattail watch shoujo. It's full of white bitches. They ain't no black bitches. Only white bitches.
It's Japan. The yellow bitches.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, they've just been out in the sun so long. It's a problem. Happy man.
Okay.
Or they're pickled. I don't know.
They're pickled. Japanese people are pickled.
Well said, sir.
It'll explain how wrinkly they get when they get older.
It's very true, actually.